live. I have asked producer Dan to join us in the studio. It's been quite the week here on the show, Kennedy.
It's been a week.
Kennedy's ex-boyfriends are trying to pop back up in her life.
Bop, bop.
They call it cuffing season, right?
Hey, that's my thing.
I can't help it. Every time you walk in the room, all I want to say is bop, bop.
Salt is angry at the world. What? And Annie had a debacle with her string bean casserole. It is time for producer Dan and the weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, producer Dan?
Good morning, everybody. It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Frosty the Dope Man, a.k.a. Mr. Winter Wonderland, a.k.a. the Heat Miser with these bars, Kennedy, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. Bop, bop. DJ, please drop that wrap up so we can do the hip hop. Time for the weekly wrap-up, let's begin it. I'm about to cover the week in 2 minutes. No rhyme on what I cover or no reason. Exes committed treason, they back for cuffing season. They want that old thing back, hugging and squeezing. Talking about I've changed, I'll give you love to believe in. Boy, quit teasing, it's yourself that you're pleasing. Would you be back if these temps weren't freezing? Cuffing season is a flu, there ain't no remedy. And it's already at your doorstep, Kennedy. When the weather gets cold, they want that me and you. Two exes have hit her up like, what you doing, boo? But Kennedy ain't take the bait. She ain't stressed. She's just like, sucker guys to the left.
What?
Man, these dudes are soft as a budding breeze. But don't forget, sucker guys come in threes.
Ugh.
Now at ease, you're off with the clock. It's Salty's turn. He needs a hug. Woo, that boy got rage to burn. Don't get behind that man in line. Let me alert you. Just lie down and show me where the world hurt you. See, we all let it out like every now and then. But we ain't ready to fist fight in the ATM. He had some wedding money left, got his banking on. Even said, my bad, I know it's taking long. The guy behind's huffing and puffing, he's disgusted. And that's when Mount Saltuvius erupted. Skies dark and clouds gathered, there's a single crow. Villagers scattered, screaming, he's gonna blow. Now I can't say for sure how they both made out, but I heard Mr. Huff and Puffs were chased now. I may have took some liberties telling that story, but you know what they say, no guts, no glory. What's worse than Oswald on the grassy knoll? Maybe Annie and her green bean casserole.
Oh.
We let her roll, took a chance like we hate living, just to try to get her skills right for Thanksgiving. But I ain't kidding, the reviews came back critical. Some people thought their reactions might get physical. I'm analytical in how I break it down. It's her first dish ever, you kept it down, quit hating. There was some in office debating about the skill level this dish took in creating. Let's start off with us, the show waited. Kennedy led off with, well, I don't hate it. I said it's all right too, I ain't fussy. Salt just said, whoa man, that's way too mushy. But brother, trust me, you wanna keep your head low. Cause then Carson came through with the death blow. Said, I want you to succeed so you know, right? But that's the worst dish I've had in my whole life. We let the whole office try, but since this rap's long, check Carson and Kennedy. .com. And you can get everybody's opinion on that casserole. I'm out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey.
It's my favorite part of the week, without question.
Did you call yourself Frosty the Dope Man?
Dope Man.
I love it.
Mr. Winter Wonderland, I'm here for it.
Tell me how to live my life.
It makes what we did on the show so much better.
Really?
Right?
Sounds like it's actually fun.
Things that weren't funny then, but are funny now. Thank you, Dan.
We got a problem. We got a problem for next week. We're going to be off on Friday. So what are we going to do for the weekly wrap-up next week?
The same thing we're doing with Friday Free For All. It's not happening.
That's actually not what's going to happen, Kennedy. Spoke too soon. Aren't you doing something on Wednesday?
I was going to do a Thanksgiving wrap.
Yes.
Please.
Gather all ye pilgrims. It's going to get real.
Mm. Okay.
So it's all gravy, baby.
We'll do that on Wednesday, 8:15?
Sure. Okay. Just have to write it first.
I did that part. I believe in you.
Are you going to study up on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to come in with my buckle hat and everything.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.